everyone, welcome to the Artist Alley Aftermath. This is for the Asheboro Library Comic Con, and also maybe a little bit of the Carolina Movement Conference. We'll see how it goes. I am officially on a 1 month break from cons, which is super wonderful. I'm glad about that. The Asheboro show was my last one until Heroes Con in June. I'm DJing, adulting, and doing all this other stuff, but it's nice to not load all the books up because they're heavy right now. Also, I want to have the next book out before I go, so here's hoping. That being said, I went to the first ever inaugural Asheboro Library Comic Con, and I got involved with it because the young lady that put the show on, when she was in college, attended the church that I worked at. We never met in person and like actually spoke to each other. But she attended the church that I served at, and I ran a college ministry, but she went to like the adult normal people church. and so we kind of passed each other, but we were familiar with each other, and she, reached out to me and invited me to this event. And, you know, an event where there's only going to be like 20, 25 vendors at it, and you get asked to be at, that's nice. She also offered to pay me to come. And I'm not saying that as like a flex or anything, but I was just like, you know, most people would call and say, hey, if you give me this much money, I'll let you set up. But I felt really honored that she thought my time was worth it. And one, it's a library. That's a government situation. That's like my own local library will rarely touch me because of the Jesus card. And so for another county to offer to set me up in a government facility with my full booth display was fantastic. And I really enjoyed it. Got to go set up, and it was also a crazy day. And I had to juggle a lot to make it happen. But I wanted to honor this situation as best as I could. So I already had a prom booked for the same day. I had a prom booked in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is roughly 3.5 hours from the Asheboro Comic Con. And I know my setup times and everything. And even though the Comic Con only lasted 10 to 1, that left me with like 20 minutes to set up if I was going to DJ. And it takes me about an hour, hour and a half to set up properly. And so I decided I wanted to make both happen. So I drove to Myrtle Beach Friday night, set up my sound equipment, watched my kid dance in a competition, drove home, left at 5:30 in the morning on Saturday, and set up, did the con from 10 to 1, and then went and did the prom, and then preached the next day, because I'm brilliant. But it turned out it was a really good experience, and what was pretty cool was that even it for it being the first show ever, she had a pretty chunky roster for local artists and artists of like acclaim of that time. And so this was on the second floor of a library, and the event only ran from 10 to 1, and which is a very short window for a con. But if we're honest, most one-day shows really only have about a three-hour window where it's popping anyway, so this kind of condensed everything. And I went and sat up, and it's the first one there. I even beat her there, but I also was adjusting for time and travel and everything. And as I got there, pretty landscape, nice area. It was really nice. Big fountain outside, cool community. Most of the time when I'm in Asheboro, I only go to the zoo. So it was nice to actually poke around the town for a bit. And as I was poking, you know, went to set up, there were stairs, but thank God there was also an elevator. So that was wonderful. Got in there, set up, and I was actually right near, Chris Rigo, who runs the Concord Microcon. And so we got to talk about the Concord show, and kind of have a recap with him on that. And that was a nice experience. I was set up next to Marshall Lakes, who is a longtime con partner, pal, friend. We've been at booths together for, or beside each other for years, since like 2015. And so it was great to be next to Marshall. And then I was, beside me was a free stuff table and a guy hosting drawings and stuff like that. There was also a young woman who just graduated from animation school. And she had animated a short film about magic and autism, which was pretty neat. And then there was also another artist across the way. I can't remember what she was. There was a lady who does movie and TV makeup, and she does the makeup for the show The Righteous Gemstones, which isn't exactly my jam. But, you know, it was cool that she was there doing makeup and stuff. And there were other artists and like a... William Thomas Boyer, who does like the Gospel Man stuff, was there, even though we didn't see each other until the end of it, even though it was a small room. Rick Davis, who runs More Fun Comics and who's kind of a legendary comic book artist himself, was there, and some of his family. There was Rodney, who does the comic Black Star. Kev Davis, who does Claws for Creation. Kev Davis? It's Kev, who does Claws for Creation. He was there. It was a nice little artist alley. And when the show started at 10 o'clock, there was maybe four people in the room. And, you know, there was that little bit of, oh no, this didn't go well vibe. And you could see it on the director's face and everything. And, but like within 10 minutes, like the room was full, and it stayed pretty full for a good long while. And, you know, it was a good experience. Like, people were interested, had good conversations. They were doing a lot of good work. They were also having a animal adoption thing, cosplay contests, trivia contests. They did a lot of stuff. They were very ambitious and well executed for a small first-time library show that only lasted 3 hours. One cool highlight is a couple of my students from my college ministry days showed up. They were in town for the wife's brother's graduation. And so I actually got to see some students that I haven't seen probably since their wedding, I don't think. I've seen them since then. And I DJ'd their wedding, and that was the first time seeing them. Had some good conversations with folks, was able to, you know, give away a bunch of free Pokemon cards, which is always a hit. Shout out to my friend Jeremy for giving me like literally 3,000 cards or more to give away to kids. Had some new stickers out. The kids' book, Can I Still Wear My Cape, was also a big hit that day. And you know, just, it was a good experience. People really loved the candles. It was a good atmosphere for that. And I got to share about Jesus, and I got to have my banner up and everything in a public library. And regardless of anything else that happens, that was a win. But, you know, I was around artists that I knew. It was a fun day. It was calm. And I just really enjoyed the experience. She took the time to print out cool signs for each of us and gave us all a thank you card before the show even started. I mean, it was just, and I told her when it was over, I was like, look, this wasn't just well run for a library show. This was well run for any show, and you accomplished big things. So that was pretty neat. I had a blast. It was good getting to see my friends, and I got a couple more artists' name on my wrestling belt, and yeah, loved it. I didn't get to take time to truly enjoy the thing because I literally did hop in the car and then drive 3.5 hours to go set up for that prom, and which was its own special day. And yeah, it was a good experience, though. I did genuinely enjoy it, and I would like to do it again. And she actually, one of the things that just reminded me to go ahead and record this is she just sent an email right before I started recording this asking to save the date for next year. Which was, you know, on top of your game, be that far ahead of time for everything. So I'm grateful. I appreciated it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, getting this opportunity to go back there again. Also, a couple cool things. The lady that ran the Comic-Con also really just took care of us while we were there. She had food and drinks and snacks all set aside for us in our own little room So that was super dope. And also, as I was exploring, about 30 minutes after I was set up and I knew I had some time to kill, I saw that there was a individual coffee shop about 2 blocks away. So I sprinted out, ran and got some coffee at a place called Bold Coffee. And it was a really good vibe in Asheboro, NC. So if you're ever in Asheboro, NC, I recommend find Bold Coffee, because it was a really cool experience. I'm going to go ahead and mention this. I did another event this week, and it was a different thing. And first off, I want to say thank you. Oh, yeah, John Tompkins, who does the he did the Indiana Jones stuff, and he was Dr. Doom at the show I went to previously. He was there doing an Indiana Jones display at the bottom of the library thing. But because I was upstairs, I really didn't get but so much of a chance to see it. But he's always cool. Let's see. What else? I did an event called the Carolina Movement, which is a church planter conference. And it's a conference to help people who plant churches or who are part of the church planting world or anything like that. And, I attended the conference last year on a work level and, had a good time with that. And, I knew I was going to be there this year. So I reached out and asked if I could be a part of it, and they worked some stuff out. But like, so I was on the bottom floor of a conference in downtown Raleigh, and I was set up next to a booth for a leadership speaker named Mac Lake. On one side, on the other side, I was set up next to a ministry that focuses on helping pastors learn to rest, which is smart. And there's another organization, and there were some people that do church media, and there was people for sending missionaries. There was people for church music software, and there was people that do diagnostics and analytics and stuff like that. I was in an interesting bubble. And so when people were on their breaks or when they were doing small groups and stuff, they were in the little area where I was. And so I had some cool cards made for church curriculum so that it would just tell churches, hey, this would be cool for your youth group. This would be cool for your college ministry. There's 160 free devotionals on the internet. Merry Christmas. And so it was, you know, I had those printed up. And I talked to a handful of people. Like, there were 200 people at the conference. So just put in perspective, there were the same amount of people. There were like 200 people attended the Asheboro Library Comic Con. And there were 240 pastors or something at this conference. And so it was kind of like the same thing, but spread out in different ways. And I sold a few books at the pastoral conference. But one of the things I had... the folks, if they rolled a D20, they could get any book they wanted for free. Nobody got any. Thank you. but I gave out a lot of cards, shared a lot of information. It was just a cool experience. But one of the things that I noticed, and the only reason I'm really sharing this, because I don't do a lot of church events. I don't do church stuff because my goal is to be salt and light in the geek world. And salt's no good if it stays in the shaker. And so church events are the shaker. But I want to be able to help minister and help disciple with nerdy folks within the church as well. But one of the most fun things is realizing that people that will turn the corner at a Comic-Con and see my booth and say, why is God at my Comic-Con? The same look is the same look I get from church leaders who turn the corner and say, why is nerdy stuff at my church event? And I was like, I'm grateful to be in the middle ground, and I'm grateful to be there for the people in the middle ground. So that's fun. It was a party. So those were my last two events for the current season, and about to head into just a little break before getting into things a little further in June. Heroes Con will be our next real event that I'm planning to be at. And before we go out, I just want to say thanks to our Patreon supporters, Ron Petit, Tesh Norton, Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, Jonathan Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, and Rebecca Godlove. Thank y'all so much for just all your support, your encouragement, and knowing you're there and your family. Rebecca is actually editing the next book, and we'll probably be sending it off to the publishers this weekend, beginning of next week, to get it ready for mid-June. So thanks for listening, and I hope to see you at a show soon.